A couple years ago, on my day off, I had some free time. I hadn't made any plans, and I kind of just wanted to do something to enjoy myself. And I remember that the other day, my sister had been talking about the National Gallery of Art. So though I don't go too often to things like that, I thought, well, it was a cold day, so I'll go to the art gallery. I had been there before, so I didn't have any rush to go and try to see it all or anything like that. And I decided this time just to go and see what I liked or what interested me. And I found out something very interesting that day. I enjoyed seeing in some of the Impressionist paintings. There was a beautiful painting that was actually painted by a man very near where I grew up in Warrenton, Virginia. But there were two paintings that really stood out to me. The first one was called, I think it was called A Mother and Her Son, and it was an Impressionist painting, and it was just about the kind of the draw that this little 5 or 6 year old son or boy had to his mother. And the second one was actually this one that I found painted by this painter from Warrenton, Virginia. It was called The Preacher. And he was actually a black preacher that must have preached at a black church or whatever. And he was visiting one of his families or whatever in his parish. And it just showed kind of the tiredness on his face, you know. And it was one of those paintings where, you know, a picture says 1,000 words. I really enjoyed that day. And one of the things I learned is that when something is truly beautiful or something speaks to us or something penetrates our heart, we have to take time to let it speak to us. Now, you or I could go to the National Gallery of Art and we could run through every part and we could say, we've seen it all. But when you went back home, you probably wouldn't remember a single painting that you saw. But if you walk through and you absorbed and you appreciated the ones you really liked, while you may have missed a lot, by the same token, you really probably gained a lot more than you think. I think that that's what Jesus wants to bring out today in this gospel. He speaks to us of a sower who goes out to sow. It's a very simple parable in many ways. We all understand its meaning. If you want to grow crops or plants or whatever, you go and you plant a seed. And the secret to this parable is not so much about how to grow a seed, because we all more or less kind of know. Maybe some of us are better than others. Some of us kind of have our green thumb. But it's more about how the seed grew better on the well-prepared soil. But if you know anything about farming, while it's a nice kind of cute, romantic kind of scene, you probably know that well-prepared soil doesn't just pop up out of existence and say, here I am. But rather, well-prepared soil, just like a beautifully painted painting, takes time. You have to till the soil. You have to pull out all the rocks. You have to uproot, and this would probably be maybe the least fun part, all the thorny bushes or anything else that's there that might cause problems for whatever you're trying to grow. In many ways, this message is very simple, but it's challenging. What Jesus is saying, and the analogy he makes is very clear. This little seed that can grow very well in well-prepared, rich soil is like the Word of God. And I think likewise, though he never really says it, it's pretty apparent to anybody who understands anything about farming or about growing a good seed. What Jesus is really saying is, if you want to understand the Word of God, just like running through the National Gallery of Art, you could flip through the Bible and say, I did it. I read it all. I know the Word of God. And then somebody might ask you something about Matthew or Mark or one of the books of the Bible or about Moses. And maybe, if you had a photographic memory, you might be able to give them something of an answer. But probably for most of us, we would still say, well, I don't really know. Because Jesus' point today is that just like that seed, the Word of God must penetrate into our hearts. It must take, and we must take time to let it take root in us. And like that farmer who has tilled that good soil, so you and I, if we really want to perceive and understand what the Word of God is trying to say to us, what is Jesus' message to us, it's going to take time. And in many ways, even more so than being here at Mass this morning, is obviously a good part, because in many ways, the church recognizes here is one of the places above all where God is sowing the seed. But here's the challenge. But if you and I are just to go home today and say, well, Father told me what it's all about. It might be there for a little while, but it'd probably disappear. At one point, we'll probably forget. But if we, on a personal level, take time to continue to sow and nourish and allow the seed that is the Word of God to flourish in us, it no longer has to be the fact that I really enjoyed what Father said today and this is what I gained. But what Jesus is inviting us to is a living relationship with His Word such that when I hear the Word proclaimed at Mass, it begins to resonate with me. That maybe when I hear, you know, one of the priests or I hear somebody teaching about the Bible or the catechism, I resonate with it. That in some sense that Word of God rings in my heart. And I begin to say, oh yeah, I've had that experience. Or, wow, I never thought of it that way. But that's true too. You see, so much of the Word of God, it's like I heard somebody one time kind of explained, it's like an onion, you know? You peel back one layer, and there's still more there. St. Augustine one time said that the Word of God is shallow enough for a mouse to walk through. In other words, you know, it's not complicated in that sense that we, most people can understand what the Word of God is trying to say to us. And yet, and he says it's shallow enough for a mouse to walk through it, and it's deep enough for an elephant to swim in. Now, obviously, on a human level, that's kind of a contradiction. But his point is this, that on the outset, we can all receive something from the Word of God. But if you allow the Word of God to penetrate your heart, there are depths beyond our imagining and understanding. Part of the reason that God is inviting us to take time with His Word today is precisely this. He says to the disciples, you know, what am I talking about? He says, many of you see, but you do not perceive. And what he means is this is, you know, it's like, it's maybe to go back to that painting analogy. You know, I went to Paris and I went to the Louvre, right, and I saw the Mona Lisa. Yeah, it was nice. But maybe somebody who really loves art, you know, they say, oh, I saw the Mona Lisa's and this is what it did for me. It spoke to me in such and such way. Well, likewise, the Word of God. When we see God now acting in our life and working, do we perceive more deeply what He's doing? What is perceive? I think perceive is to see something to the core, right? Like, have you ever heard somebody say, you know, you're perceptive, right? or they perceive something about you. And even though they don't really know you, maybe they see your actions and they see you about your life, and they say, you know, you're a patient person, or maybe you're a generous person or something like that. Because that person has perception, right? That person maybe without knowing you, if they just observe you and they see you for a while, they perceive something. Because they've taken the time to see through the exterior and look into the interior. That's also what we have to do with God's Word. But that takes time. And if I just see that, oh yeah, I heard the gospel today. It was the one about the sower and the seed. It's very nice. It's very beautiful, right? Maybe I'll paint a picture or something. But we don't necessarily perceive anything. So first of all, God is inviting us today to see what he's doing and to see his word, to see him at work. And perhaps this is why he says this. I think the reason Jesus says, you know, you see but you do not perceive is because ultimately with these eyes, these earthly eyes, we cannot truly see, because even St. Paul kind of leads us into this mystery. There are things that these eyes would not capture, would not understand. But we have to take time to perceive that. We can do this in prayer. We can do this by studying God's word. I would encourage a lot of you, you can do this by Eucharistic adoration. Just come and sit with Jesus. There's a really beautiful story about a man who went to the church in ours, and he used to sit in the back, and he sat there without a book. He just kind of sat there and looked at the tabernacle. And one day, the cure of ours, who's a saint, he said to him, he said, excuse me, but why are you? Do you always just sit here? What are you doing? He says, I just am sitting here looking at him, and he sits here and looks at me. But obviously the peace and the joy with which that man said it communicated something that was very real, even to the cure of ours who already knew that, right? Secondly, Jesus invites us today. He says, you know, you hear, but you do not understand. What is that? Well, how often do we hear things in our lives? You know, I heard such and such on the news this morning. Well, that's great. I mean, maybe it was true, maybe it wasn't, maybe it bothered me, maybe it didn't. We hear lots of stuff. But how often do we hear something and understand its meaning, right? Like, a great example might be this. You know, when I hear somebody say, I love you, I can say I love you for a lot of reasons, right? Somebody might say I love you to kind of just gain our favor. And if we take time to think about what that person saying, we eventually will understand, okay, this person doesn't really love me. You know, they want me to feel good about them, or they want to get on my side. But their actions or the way they are with me just don't really beseech, you know, really don't speak that they love me. You know, or we can have the experience of, you know, somebody that maybe I've known for a long time, especially, you know, this is what oftentimes happens in a dating relationship. If on the first date, the guy or the gal say, hey, I love you, it's like, well, it's nice, but do you really know what love is? But after a few months, or maybe it even takes longer, who knows? If one of them says to the other, I love you, that probably has much more of an impact. And it probably has much more reality to it, right? We hear and we understand. Likewise, Jesus is saying with the Word of God, do we hear? Maybe we hear it, but do we understand it? We've, for instance, maybe our whole life, we've heard John 3:16, God so loves the world, you know, he gave his only begotten son, you know, and we just hear that, and it might be that we just heard it, and it's kind of just rattled off, but we might not have taken the time or ever had the time to understand it. And that is what Jesus is saying to us today. Maybe I need to go home and wrestle with this passage. Maybe this passage is already speaking, but there's other parts of God's word that maybe bother me, or I know that something he's speaking to me. Or maybe there's parts, like I said, of the catechism or of church teaching that I've heard, but I don't understand. I don't know why. And again, I think he's calling us to pray, to sit with it, to study. You know, I think this is something that as Catholics, and I just heard this a couple of days ago, you know, there was a study made about which religions of the world do the worst job transmitting their faith. And they said the first one, and this is not any slight against these people, were the Jewish people. Now, and so that's not to say that there are some Jews that do a really good job of, you know, transmitting their faith. But guess who number two was? And this probably won't be a surprise to many of you, were the Catholics. You know, and we have deep, deep doctrine and a deep understanding of what we believe, and yet oftentimes because we don't really understand it, right? Or we just say everything so doctrinally, we just kind of spit out what we believe, but it's not rooted in us. And so what we speak may not always be transmitted to those we love or those we want to share our faith with. I think, and this is not necessarily to criticize anybody here, but sometimes this can be what happens with our children or our young people, right? We might kind of bring something to their attention, but if we don't understand it, or we don't have a great grasp of it, sometimes that too gets transmitted. And so it doesn't seem real or authentic to them. So I'm sorry, I probably taking a good bit of time here, but I hope today that we can understand that Jesus is asking us to take time with his word, to take time to come to know and to love him. And when we do, we will have discovered a treasure of great price. We will reap an abundant harvest in our lives. God's word will flourish in us if only we are willing to take that time to dedicate to know and love him. Amen.